Hey, everybody, it's Forrest Arnold once again with you here on Thrive Past 50 with my wonderful friend Amp Harrell. Amp, welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you for having me. It's uncommon for me to be on this side of the microphone and the camera, but I can roll with the punches.
I think you can. That's one thing I like about you is you think on your feet and you don't always think in a linear fashion. In other words, perfect.
All over the place.
That's right. You know, you and I had the good fortune to have met through North Lake Washington Business Connection and started up and lit up along the way by our friend Brian Vaughn. And, you know, I think part of what the world is, we started talking about this a moment ago, part of what the world has been through has been this whole COVID situation, this COVID pandemic, this situation where people, no matter what age they are, some of them still feel pretty alone and lonely in their isolation. And I think you've even mentioned you've had times when you were trying to keep your spark, you know, keep a good hold on your own spark. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I have a unique perspective on this because I moved across the country a few months before the pandemic hit. And my first day at my brand new job, where I know like six people in the whole state,
right,
was the day everything shut down.
No kidding. What a trip, man.
So fill out 30 pages of onboarding paperwork, set up a VPN so you can log in remotely, and go away. We'll see you in 2 weeks when you pick up your next paycheck.
Yeah, if we see you and if you live and all that stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I've had a history since I went to combat in Vietnam. I got back and immediately had a absolutely nightmarish asthma attack, Amp. And what happened, I had a 9 hour long asthma attack.
Whoa.
Took me into the ER in San Francisco. And I drove for a couple hundred miles while I was trying to cope with it and trying to breathe and trying to relax. I think the truth is times of difficulty may set us up to be more resilient or may kick our ass. I don't know what the universal answer is, but you've been through a few things and so have I. You asked a good question a minute ago, Forrest. I'm not yet 50. What about this Thrive Past 50 thing? What are you doing professionally? If you were to say it, I think of you as a guy who helps people focus on their brand, spark their brand, spark their spark of their business and what they're up to. Is that fair?
I would say that's a fair assessment.
Good, good, good. And so as you think about what you do with people, what do you see as part of the magic that helps people stay lit up and stay alive and excited about what they're doing?
Well, it's got to be from a genuine place of passion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, there are a lot of companies out there that we can characterize as being big and evil, whether it's Walmart or Starbucks or sure. Amazon or whatever the car company is you don't like. But we're business people, whether we're owners or we're just, you know, on the front lines helping customers or guests or whatever the terminology is, but it's got to come from a genuine place. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with working a job just to collect a paycheck, to pay the bills, to put food in the belly, to put a roof over your head.
Sure.
But we know what that is.
Yeah.
If you're a business owner, if you're a manager, if you are driven to do something for whatever reason that is, you can't lose sight of why you got into this in the first place.
Why?
Because it's hard. It's really difficult to follow your passion.
Yeah.
And when your passion starts to feel like work instead of, well, following your passion, you may want to hit the pause button, call a timeout and say, okay, what's wrong?
Nice. Yeah. Well, I've got a project in mind that I've done some version of it with corporate leaders or business leaders. And it basically says, feel your reason for doing this or step off. It might be okay to let the crew and let the business know that you're going to change gears, go into a new chapter. Like when you moved out to this area, as you were describing earlier, you moved here just as COVID was hitting. How did that go? Well, it didn't happen automatically, and you had to show your own resourcefulness to find your niche and to make it interesting.
Now, when you say, how did that go? How did the decision to move out here in the first place go? Or how did I manage to still have the same job 3 years later?
Well, good. And those are both good questions. How did you decide to move out to the Washington area if you didn't know a bunch of people?
Well, the big secret to that is my partner, my girlfriend. She is from Eastern Washington, not Western Washington. But she grew up in Wenatchee, went to Western Washington, which for those who may not know, Bellingham, about 45 minutes from the Canadian border, I think, give or take.
Nice.
But she didn't grow up in Seattle.
Okay.
And I met her back in Tennessee. She was pursuing her master's degree where I got my bachelor's from.
Okay.
Middle Tennessee State University. Go Blue Raiders, even though I'm wearing the UW shirt.
You got the dub thing there.
I got to get in with the locals. But I always wanted to move out west. I was a square peg in a round hole in Tennessee and in the South broadly.
Yes.
And I wanted to move out, and no one in my family had ever done that. I was the one. Yeah. And I graduated into this little thing called the Great Recession.
Yes.
Might have heard of that. So I had all intentions of getting a job as an intern for a minor league baseball team or something and moving to heaven knows where and graduating in the summer instead of January makes it difficult.
Sure.
Trying to get a media job when the media industry is collapsing because of the pandemic, or not the pandemic, the shutdown, the slowdown.
Sure.
The economy collapsing. It was just a recipe for disaster. And so I stayed within an hour of where I grew up, basically.
Right.
And so several years later, I meet this wonderful person who wants to move back and be closer to home.
Got it.
I wanted to get farther from mine.
Yeah.
And I had a sit down with her. I was like, look, you want to move and you're waiting on me. I want to move and I'm waiting on you. If we're going to do this, we need to put it on the calendar and say, okay, we're going to make this happen. And that was exactly what we did.
What a trip, man. And what is her first name?
Emily.
Emily. So you and Emily, you hatched a plan to escape the little game board, and you ended up out here. That's great. Now, we call you Amp, but that also is a stand-in for your actual first name of Anthony, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, good. How did that whole thing trigger? And here's why I ask that. For our listeners, people, sometimes there are little triggers that come your way that may be a signal to the world calling on you to step up in some cool way. Tell us your story.
So I wanted to be a broadcaster. I wanted to do play-by-play of sports since I was about 15.
Yes.
I remember taking a little handheld, not a Walkman, I think it was an Emerson, but a tape recorder that was older than I was, into the student section of my high school football games and trying to do play-by-play.
How fun.
Clearly that didn't work. But I learned from that. I went to college just down the street across town from where I went to high school. And I never played sports.
Right.
So to be able to really wrap my brain around what the heck's going on, I felt I needed a coach's perspective.
Okay.
So I took every coaching class that I possibly could. And if you know anything about coaching culture, they never call you by your actual name.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Smith is Smitty. You know, Fitzgerald is Fitzy.
Yeah.
And so Anthony became Ant.
Oh.
And then Ant became Amp just because it phonetically worked, I think. Okay. It was easier to say.
Yeah.
And it worked because I didn't shut up.
Isn't that something? And then you got a chance to use the energy of the Amp name in the way that you do your work, in the way that you are well known in the North Lake Washington circle as one of the strong referral guys. And what is it that you get out of that? Because when Brian mentions it, he does it with a lot of reverence and with a lot of respect for what it is you do. How is it that you like to refer people that way?
Well, part of it is the satisfaction, that spark that we were talking about.
Yeah.
I joked to my current boss when I first met him that I didn't get into radio to get rich, and because it's a not so well kept secret that radio people are not exactly the highest paid in the world.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless you're the Rush Limbaughs, the Dave Ramseys, the ESPN guys are probably pretty well paid.
Yeah.
But you get into it because of a love of the craft or a love of community if you're in small market radio me. And so it's the satisfaction of, oh, you're looking for X. I know a guy.
Yes.
And on the flip side of that, going more to what I do with marketing and crafting commercial messages and things like that, the only way I can do that is if I understand to the core who you are and what you do, how you do it, and why.
Nice.
And so one of our NLWBC members, one of our Crow Tribe members, Morella Alejandrino, another real estate agent.
Yeah.
She focuses on seniors and downsizing.
Sure.
And so when I encounter someone, you know, it's hard to differentiate realtors, as I'm sure you know. You know, because what are you looking for in a realtor? Yeah. Well, I want someone who calls me back, who knows what they're doing, who knows the area, who's professional. So literally every single realtor, I hope. It's not as common as it should be, but like what sets you apart?
Yeah. What is it?
So if I find someone, sorry to talk over you there, a little delay with the streaming, but if I find someone who's specifically looking for what Morella offers, I know this is not going to waste your time. You're not dealing with just a buyer. You're not dealing with a business specialist. You're wanting to move your parent into a senior living community and downsize in a respectful way. That's all she does.
Yeah, nice. Well, and as another Windermere agent, she is, and I am, I'm over here in the Poulsbo area. One thing I appreciate is how specific and understandable her niche is. And she likes to help seniors with downsizing when the key part of their life is they need to make a new change, maybe get into a place that's more affordable or a better sizing to their current needs. And you got that, and you get to spread that along. As a realtor myself, and this is part of the key of this whole conversation, is how does each of us and all of our listeners, how do you define yourself out in the world? And how do you find allies like AMP or Forrest who can help tell this story and spread the word of what you do? For me, I started to realize after being in real estate for more than 40 years, is that my real goal is to help somebody really love where they live. They love it because the neighborhood is cool. The house they're in is comfortable. It's sort of affirming of their health and wellness. They have services nearby that really help them live it. And we have a whole dialogue with people to make sure their hobbies line up, where they like to volunteer, is there in the community. How can they do all that and not be out on the road all the time? I've got a history of living in Hawaii, which was rural Hawaii. It would take me an hour each way to go show nice properties down along the coast. You know, you start adding that up over time and it gets to be a drag. So what I call longevity real estate is really about how do you and I at any age, how do you and I love where we live and have it really fit with our personality? And it'll fit like a glove. And I think in that way, that's what longevity real estate's all about. Now, how do I tell that story? Well, I do it in the way that I talk with people about what are their plans, where would they like to be in the next couple of years, what are their hobbies, that kind of thing. And we get to dialogue in a more intimate way.
Yeah, and it's really all about whether you're talking about a real estate transaction, a marketing message, or a referral partner.
Yes.
It's about just knowing the core.
Nice.
Know, N-O, not K-N-O-W, know is not a bad word.
No, there you go.
And I sell advertising.
Nice.
Yes, I'm a marketing consultant. The heart is in it more than the yes. money. Right. But at the end of the day, I'm either selling something or I'm not.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so many people, whether it's a conditional thing, whether it's a cultural thing, whatever it is, so many people hate to say, no, I'm not doing that. No, I can't do that. No, it's not a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me talk to my partner. Oh, well, cash flow is not great. Can we talk in a month?
Call me or in 60 days. Yeah,
I'm still reviewing it. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Yeah,
and they know they're just not going to buy anything.
Yeah,
they just don't want to be the mean person to tell AMP no.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so much nicer for you to say, I don't work with people in the Snohomish County area. I'm in Poulsbo.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it, but it's just probably never going to happen. That's fine. We can still go get a cup of coffee and hang out.
Good. Well, that friendly truth telling, I think, is an important element. Not everybody is clear and good at that. I continue to be impressed with our friend Brian, because there are people in the North Lake networking circle where he says to them, you know what, you're not able to come to each of the meetings. It's okay. We want you to be a part of our alumni. And he invites them to step one step out. And I think there's a lot of power in that. And
yeah, we can still be friends, but you're not ready to mix it up with the rest of us, and that's okay.
That is okay. And to be okay with what is true and what is okay with each of us. I think in the spirit of Thrive Past 50, when I say, hey, listen, Thrive Past 50 means thrive past 30, past 40, and get into some rhythms of life that absolutely are life-affirming and, frankly, create more longevity. And I think with my recent health news, as I've shared with a lot of you guys, I had an ass-kicking, hard lesson to live through. I turned 70 recently, and I had some scary cancer news. I think I'm in great shape. I got great doctors. Yes, good, good, good. But knock on wood, and nothing's guaranteed. I think there's a reality to that, that listeners, I hope you all can take a somber and serious look. How do you show up in the world? Are you doing what you love? Or do you love where you live? Do you love your friends enough to spread the word about them and have them spread the word about you? And I think that's the subject of our chat here today, Amp.
Absolutely. And something that's also worth mentioning that doesn't get mentioned enough, right alongside the passion about what you do,
yep,
we should also talk about the passion of what you don't get paid for.
Oh.
Because one of the things, you know, talking about an ass kicking, yeah, I've had an emotional reckoning over the last probably 5 years or so, because I poured my heart and soul into becoming Amp the radio guy.
Yes.
And in the process, I lost sight of Anthony, the guy behind the wheel.
Oh, boy. Yep.
And because, case in point, Emily's family kept asking me every Christmas, every time that we would get across the country or even get on a video chat,
sure,
what are your hobbies? What do you do for fun?
Yeah.
And I would be like, when you try and speak Portuguese to your family dog, what? I don't
what?
Know. I do radio. Like,
yeah,
yes, that's what you do for work, but what do you do for fun?
Yeah.
I do radio and watch TV.
Yeah.
And so I've had to discover that it's okay for work to just be work sometimes.
Yeah.
It's okay to put up a big fence and figure out something else that gets you going. And one of those things for me has always been food.
Nice. Okay. Got it.
I am all about finding better quality food because my parents were very, very thrifty. They were very cost conscious. So we would get the cheapest things available at the store, and it didn't always have the best nutritional value.
Yes. Okay.
So I made the trip across the water a few times and hit up the Pike Place Market in Seattle. And yeah, you spend a little bit more money. Sometimes it's imported. Sometimes it's overly fancy, but it nourishes you body and soul.
Nice. Yep. 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 Well, and what you're touching on, I think, is part of this overall Thrive Past 50 thing. There's 1,000 questions we might answer about how much rest am I getting? How am I nourishing myself? How am I staying excited about my career? All of those things have to have a way of adding up to our sense of vitality. And are we hanging out with positive people? One thing I just love about the North Lake Circle is they're just good people. And it's really, there's something to that. I think maybe people lose track of that or take others for granted in a way that, not good, not good. We got to celebrate each other and see the gold, notice the gold, and then speak about it and celebrate it out in the world. So,
yeah, can't agree with that enough. And another one of those referral partnerships that we were talking about, that celebrating.
Yeah.
So when I found out what our colleague Ty Reed does.
Yes.
Ty works with Workforce and or WorkSource. He works for one and works really well with the other, so I can never really separate the two.
Yes.
But when he was talking about, he helps businesses find employees and find grants to pay for paid interns, employees, professional development, that just kind of bounces off a lot of people. It sounds like buzzwords.
Yeah.
But back in Tennessee, I did an interview on the air with someone who was doing virtually the same thing. And we went to commercial and I went, wait, are you saying you're basically begging business owners to come to you so you can give them money? Yeah, it's use it or lose it. And we're not getting enough people. What are the qualifications? And she kind of rattled them. I was like, yeah, I think I need to talk to you or send you down the hall to my boss when we're done. Okay. And we're back.
And we're back.
Within 2 weeks, we had our next paid intern, and I knew firsthand what that was like and how easy it was and how cool it was, and that's something people just tune out.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to stand on the table and advocate for Ty, because not only does he have a fantastic story and his nonprofit is amazing, but I know firsthand how well his stuff works and how easy it is to just ignore it.
Wow, what a trip, brother. Well, you know, what I appreciate is you speaking of Ty, because again, sometimes we stumble across people whose own life experience turns into a calling that's motivating and is inspiring to them. And he helps people that may have been mixed up in the criminal justice system. They've had some effect there, and helps them get restarted and helps them get a new life and a new work life going, which might not happen on its own without some careful guidance. So what a cool guy, Ty Reed. Yeah.
And when you see him, when you hear him speak, he could go on for an hour and then just, oh, by the way, you know, these people that I'm talking about who've had run-ins with the law, who've had problems with drugs.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Isn't
and it's
that
like,
something?
What? You? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, yeah. Change the stigma and let's start with this guy right here.
And, well, and
it's,
what, yeah,
it's mind
what he
blowing.
Does. And let's just highlight that, because there's a sense of humility and truth telling about him that you just go, I love this guy. He says he was at getting his ass handed to him on the street and having a rough time and working with addiction and all those things, the things that he talks about. He's a wonderful, real guy in that way. So I agree with you. I celebrate him as well.
Can I give a plug for his website?
Please do. Sure.
It's recoveryandwork.org. Recoveryandwork.org for Recovery Career Services. And if you look at the top, there is a link to Ty's story, and it probably would take longer to read out loud than you and I have just already talked. It's a trip, but recoveryandwork.org, not .com.
Okay, good. I'll write it down and take a look myself. I think that's great. Let me go ahead and write that down.
Recoveryandwork.org. And while you're writing that down, I'll just kind of give a plug to something that I have nothing to do with, but talking about finding your joy, talking about finding your path and your inspiration.
Yes.
When I took my first trip out of, well, not out of the country, my second trip out of the country, my first trip off the continent was to England back in January.
Oh, yeah.
And on the flight home, I believe, I discovered on one of the infotainment systems in the chairbacks this series that was done for some reason for CNN. I don't really think of CNN for their cooking documentaries, but or food documentaries, but Stanley Tucci.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Stanley Tucci is Italian on both sides. And so he's done a 2-season series for CNN that you can stream if you pay for cable or satellite.
Right.
I think it's also on Discovery Plus, called Stanley Tucci Searching for Italy.
Okay.
And he just goes to each of the regions around Italy and takes you on a deep dive into their food culture.
How about that? Okay.
It's incredible.
That's fabulous. And, you know, he's kind of an engaging, fun guy. I didn't know that he has a passion for food. And it's another signal of the complexity that each of us really is. And you get a look below the cover of the book, and there's dimensions to you and to me and to everybody that we might not anticipate. And I want to highlight that to our listeners. Guys like you help them focus on what that unique spark is. I think that's part of what you do. And in a minute, I'd like you to give us the best contact information for folks to be in touch with you. And I think that whole idea of how do we stay vital and excited about life, that's an evolving chapter writing process. And, I don't think it's automatic. And some people in years in the men's work, I've been doing the Mankind Project for over 20 years now. And what I see in men particularly, maybe in women too, is how many go, I'm just a grandpa now, and I used to be somebody, and now I'm less than. And that whole loss of identity or loss of excitement, not good. It's not a good longevity process. You know?
No, and I'm just fascinated by the idea of I'm just a grandfather, because I know at a certain point you get tired. life wears on you. And, you know, maybe it's not as special when it's, you know, 5 and 10 times grandfather as opposed to the first one. But
sure.
I can't even imagine. One of my friends from Tennessee has a kid that I literally was there the day the kid was born. I have a picture of me holding this newborn, you know, hour old baby, if that, with a Subway cup over my shoulder from where I was kicked out of the delivery room. Because I was apparently making everyone nervous. They thought I was going to pass out.
Oh my.
So I went down to Subway and I put the cup on the roof of my car and got a phone call before I could open my car door that she's had the baby and wants you to come back.
Here's the
and,
baby. Yeah.
Yeah. And this kid is now 18 and I just can't even imagine being a parent, let alone a grandparent. It's its own spark, even if it can be its own challenge too, I'm sure.
Nice. You know, cool, man. Well,
and before we jump to the contact info, talking about, you know, why I'm here and about the whole spark thing.
Sure.
And I feel like I need to just address it because I don't think it's been brought up and it may not be intuitive. I work for radio stations.
Yes.
So one of the reasons why I'm able to distill down people's passions and joys, I kind of have to. I'm doing 30-second radio commercials. There's no picture. There's no graphic of someone's cell phone number up on the screen. There's no coupon for them to look at later on.
Wow. Yeah.
So I have to have a conversation like this and figure out how in about 27 seconds to say, here's Forrest, here's what the hell he does, and here's how to get a hold of him.
How about that? That's a trip, man. And yeah, that's a certain kind of delivery, especially in a media-rich world where everything is video and everything is radio and everything is moving fast. How to do that in a meaningful way and get the point across where people can go, I get it. Now I know what Tyree does or what Amp Harold does.
A little tidbit, a freebie. I see this all the time, and it's become a thing that makes us all twitch at the office is for all your blank needs.
Oh yeah, here we go.
That is the most waste phrase ever. And don't feel bad if you use it. We use it too. We have to catch ourselves. You know, I'm Amp Harrell. For all your radio needs, contact me. For all your real estate sales and leasing needs. It doesn't mean anything. Peel it away. As BV would say, peel back the layers of the onion. Let's see what you're really about. For all your whatever needs that you might not realize you have.
Nice. Well, and how to even think about what are my radio needs? What are my real estate needs? Well, I don't know. I have to get a handle on that some way.
I have a business card pinned to my wall that says for all your dirt work needs from some excavator guy. And it's like, I don't think I have dirt work needs. I might want to build a fence or put in a garden.
Or a fort.
So how about that?
Yeah.
But I could put in a moat. But
that's good. Yeah.
But I don't have dirt work needs. I want to do a project.
That's it. Far out. Well, so in terms of the professional side of you that helps people think about, formulate, and even produce and air a bit of media that would tell the world about them, what's the best way for them to be in touch with you?
Well, I'll plug our website, and I'm going to go quickly in real time here to it. It's northsoundteam.com.
Northsoundteam.com.
And that's team, not teams. And you'll see the gorgeous office that I work in. It was just renovated. And you will see a contact us link to just email. You'll basically email our administrative assistant, Elise.
Okay.
But you'll see some headshots, which were done by, of all people, J. Donovan Smith.
Very good.
Another one of our members. You'll also see our brand new mascot, Croco, which I freaking love Croco. Our radio station is 100 years old as of last fall, I believe.
Jeez.
And looking back into the archives, we saw some old promotional materials. It's K-R-K-O. So if you pronounce it as a word, Croco.
Yeah.
So they said it's the only station broadcasting in Crocophonic sound. Or it's 1380 on your Croco dial. So they had the little cartoon crocodile, and we made a full suit out of it. So check him out. But if you want to get in touch with me, my name is a pain to spell, so I'll just give my Gmail that you and I have been corresponding through. It is just mancalledamp. So mancalled, mancalledamp, A-M-P, @gmail.com. That'll go straight to my phone, and it's easier than spelling my last name.
Very good. Got it. And so the photographs would include some scenes other than than the PVC tent house you're in there?
Yes, it'll look a little bit nicer, just a bit. North Sound Media's headquarters are in the 14th floor of the KeyBank Tower in downtown Everett. Wow. With some gorgeous views. This is kind of the man called Amp's man cave here, with the perpetually unfinished recording booth.
Got it. And one more time, North Sound
Team. T-E-A-M. No, not teams, team. NorthSoundTeam.com.
Team.com. Good. Okay. And I'll give it a good look and recommend it out there. So good. And so if there was a phone number, they'll find it at that location.
Let me double check and make sure, because I can always give my cell phone number out. But, when you're giving things out to the masses, you never know how many robocalls that you're going to get.
You know, that's right, because we have a massive listenership on this.
Oh, there we go. Yes, it is on the website along with an advertise link. But the office phone is 425-304-1381. It's just under the contact link. And I'm extension 111.
Extension
111.
So 325-304.
Oh, 425. 425-304-1381.
1381. Gotcha. Okay. Well, very good. And so, folks, listeners, you got yourself a question to consider. Look in the mirror for a second and ask, how am I doing? How am I expressing who I really am in my work, in the way I show up in the world? Do people understand what drives me and what inspires me? What's at this deeper level? Not just what are all your real estate needs, but what are the things that motivate you? And can guys like me and Amp help you tell that story in the most effective way? That's what it's all about, Thrive Past 50, everybody. We've been here today with my good friend, Amp Harrell. And Amp, you are the man, NorthSoundTeam.com.
I appreciate it. It's better than giving them my website, which is perpetually unfinished, not unlike the blanket fort over here.
The blanket fort.
But I appreciate the time, letting the young dog bark with the pack here.
I think you're doing great. And this will come out as a video as well as the audio podcast, so we'll be able to share both of those with you. Thanks, everybody, for being with us here. It's ThrivePast50.com, and thanks for being on the podcast. Aloha.